another like I am. Jesus, their comforter, deliberately chose to absent himself from his disciples when he sent them out into the lake without him. He knew they would feel abandoned as they toiled through the darkness of the tempest without the visible, tangible fellowship and encouragement of their comforter. He, the coming one, would do the same as the first paraclete. In like manner, there would come times when it would seem as if the paraclete was no longer with them or in them. He would let it appear that he was absent, yet he would carefully be watching them all the time. He would be out of their sight, but they would never be out of his sight. Before their night was over, he would come and deliver them. And again in John 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you. The Spirit of truth would not come as Jesus, who was truth personified and in flesh, but he would ever remain in spirit form. Natural human eyes could never see him. Human hands could never touch him. No Roman bonds could ever bind him. No scourge of Pilate could ever harm him. He would remain forever free from all human limitations. Therefore, he could come into realms of intimate fellowship with the true inner soul and spirit of man, as the human body of Jesus could never do. How could words describe any closer or more intimate relationship than Jesus had described? He would not only come to live with them, but even more precious, he would also be in them. Being spirit, the paraclete could enter into each follower's body, making it become his temple, the place of worship and deep, intimate communion. That is why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" This coming comforter would hold an even closer relationship with his disciples than Jesus could have. Jesus, while living with his disciples, remained ever encapsulated in human flesh. Therefore, he could never live within them. The coming comforter could not have this material limitation, being spirit essence. He could be with them and also within them, invisible yet tangible, unseen yet real. The paraclete would dwell within his temple. The Apostle Paul reminded the Corinthians in the amazing reality of the intimacy of the indwelling comforter. He would not only abide in the manner of a loved companion, but being in spirit form and essence, he could come into the very spirit of the human entity, the place where love, thoughts, desires, and emotions dwell. Never again would his disciples be separated from this new paraclete for physical reason. They need not struggle alone with their difficulties until he could physically come to them. The Comforter would ever be dwelling within them, even if, due to the press of circumstances, they were too distracted to sense him. He would always be with them. Within their very bodies, he would constantly remain, making each body a temple for his abiding. To abide with them forever was the purpose of his coming. To dwell within them was his way and method of fulfilling this promise. Because the Holy Spirit would be dwelling in the sanctuary of man's spirit, he would communicate from within. From time to time, he would cause the sweet perfume of his words of truth to waft into their minds, comforting words of direction, uplifting encouragements, words of living faith or revelation of heavenly truths would proceed from his indwelling spirit. To know a person, there must be a free interflow of intimate personal communion, listening to what he has to say and hearing his high thoughts. As it is written in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 34, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." Not everyone can receive him. The eternal, omnipotent Father would not give his gift indiscriminately. The Comforter would not be merely an essence or mindless power that could be tapped into by using certain magic secrets or fulfilling mystical rituals or religious sorcery. He is the holy third person of the Godhead, possessing all the true characteristics and attributes of personality, a divine being having will and intelligence with all the divine attributes. The Father would send his Spirit to abide only with those he had chosen and called out from the world to be his disciples. He would pour out the gracious gifts of the Holy Spirit only upon the believers that love and follow the first Paraclete, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those whose sinful hearts are washed in the shed blood of Jesus, are regenerated by the creative word of the divine Son of God, and are willing to surrender their lives to Christ.